Building a podcast community. That is the topic for today. I'm Mark from OnPodium.com. This is a podcast about podcasting. Let's go. Welcome to episode 49. Podcasting is an incredibly intimate medium. You are quite literally a voice inside someone's head. But despite that intimacy, podcasting is fundamentally a one-way street. You sit behind a microphone and broadcast your thoughts. Thousands of people download it, but those thousands of people are experiencing your show in total isolation. They are walking their dog alone. They are driving their car alone. If you host a podcast about a very specific nerdy niche, let's say vintage mechanical keyboards or deep sea diving, your listener probably doesn't have a single friend in their real physical life who shares that obsession. Your listener is lonely. They love your show because it validates their interest, but what they really crave is connection. They want to meet other weirdos who care about the exact same things they care about. If you want to build an unstoppable podcast, you have to transition from having an audience to having a community. An audience is a group of people who listen to you. A community is a group of people who talk to each other. When you create a dedicated space for your listeners to interact, like a private Facebook group or a Discord server, you are doing them a massive favor. You are hosting a party. In the beginning, you have to act like a good party host. You have to walk around the room, introduce people to each other, and start the conversations. You ask a question on Monday, and you reply to every single comment. But eventually, something magical happens. The community takes on a life of its own. Two of your listeners will start debating a topic in the comments. Someone else will post a photo of their workspace. People will start giving each other advice without you needing to intervene. You are no longer the bottleneck for value. And when this happens, you have effectively bulletproofed your podcast. When a listener makes a genuine friend inside your private Discord server, their retention rate jumps to 99%. Because if they stop listening to your podcast, they lose the context for the inside jokes. They lose their connection to their new friends. They will stick with your show for years, not just for the content, but for the community. So, which platform should you use? It depends on your demographic. If your audience is over the age of 40, use a Facebook group. It is familiar, it is easy to use, and people are already checking Facebook every day. If your audience is under the age of 40 or highly technical, use Discord. Discord is a real-time chat application. It allows you to create specific channels for different topics, and it feels much more like an exclusive, fast-paced club. Do not wait until you have 10,000 listeners to build a community. Start it when you have 50 listeners. If you build the campfire, the people who are cold will gather around it. Give your audience a place to meet each other, and they will reward you with absolute, unshakable loyalty. That is all for today. Come back tomorrow for a very special episode. It is episode 50, and we are going to talk about how to celebrate milestones without being annoying. I'm Mark, and I will talk to you tomorrow. Until then, keep podcasting.